Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
It's Jerry and the Pacemakers.
Don't let the sun catch you crying.
It's Jerry with a G, by the way, if you're Googling them. Welcome back, 17 till the hour. Thank you very much for being part of my day. I'm Jim Blasingame, and I am the Small Business Advocate, the one and only, and the world is happy about that. My websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com, and that's the website for all the things that we do here. And then the one for my new book, The Age of the Customer, and that website is ageofthecustomer.com. Bill Dunkelberg is our guest, Dr. Bill Dunkelberg, Chief Economist for the NFIB, the purveyor of the Index for Small Business Optimism now for more than 40 years. That makes it the gold standard of this type of information, and the world hangs on Bill's report wanting to know. And Bill, I'm going to make a prediction. I'm going to make a prediction that as time goes by, and if I have my way, I'm going to do everything I can. This index will. I know the markets. I know that the news media covers it because I know you're on CNBC fairly often, and you do get coverage. But I'm predicting that it's going to just very slowly but surely over the next year or two become a bigger indicator. What do you think?
Well, you know, that would be fine with me, and it could, because as you were pointing out in our last segment, it's more dependable. It doesn't get revised,
right?
You know, so the numbers are what they are. So
it's seasonally adjusted,
right? So if you can, you know, so if you have a relationship between our numbers and the GDP change or employment change or your own sales, you know, which kind of tells you what's going on, then
yep.
You can rely on it. You know, it's not going to be changed with the acquisition of new information, which is what mm-hmm. happens to GDP, of course. It takes a long, and or the employment numbers, it takes a long
right.
time to collect all the data, and as the data come in, of course, they make revisions.
Well, and this is the real world in a real U.S. economy, and not the stock market, because the stock market is, as I remind people all the time, the stock market results, whatever's happening in the stock market, that's not the economy. There's so
yeah.
many other things involved. So let's talk about...
Like the Fed.
That's exactly right, which Main Street has gotten none of the QE.
Right.
So, okay, let's talk about some of these the issues. Of course, you mentioned earlier that the third month in a row, the optimism index is up, so that's good news. It's above 96 points, which is below average, but still better than it has been for a while. What's happening on the hiring side?
On the hiring side, we continue to look pretty good, actually. We've had 8 straight months now of the net increase of workers per firm, and that hasn't happened since 2006. So that's a nice run. It's,
yep.
They're not huge numbers, but they're solid numbers.
Like so the trend.
We just keep hiring, exactly. And then the percent of owners who are reporting hard-to-fill job openings is really historically quite high, so we're kind of having that interesting anomaly with still a very high unemployment rate.
Everybody I talk to, Bill, everybody I talk to says that they have openings they can't fill.
Yeah, yeah. So here we go, you know. I mean, where are all these people? I mean, total employment is still, you know, a million below where it was at the peak in that 2007 expansion. So why is it that, you know, we're having this kind of situation? Well, a lot of people just aren't working anymore. They're not available, I
you
guess.
Know, Bill, when you realize that the economy is where it is, and you see what's happening in the stock market, and then you realize how many people are chronically unemployed, maybe terminally unemployed, meaning they'll never come back to work, and yet their job's going wanting, that's really a sick economy, if you think about it. I mean, that's a really hateful set of circumstances, isn't it, for America?
It certainly is. That's certainly different. And, you know, we're especially concerned about some of the trends that we've seen, like the lack of interest in working amongst our young people. The participation rate there has
yeah.
been declining.
Huh.
So what are they
yeah.
doing?
Yeah, yeah. So, all right, what about, talk to us about if labor markets are are still tough, but slightly growing. Let's stick earnings in. I mean wages in there. Are we seeing some upward pressure on wages?
Yeah, we are. Well, we don't ask directly about wages. The question we ask is, do you increase or decrease total compensation, which of course includes benefits.
Right.
And we're going to start seeing the impact of Obamacare and that. But, you know, it's been on a fairly steady trend moving up. So a higher and higher percentage of our firms are reporting that they had to raise average compensation for their workers.
Right.
So it's coming up, and it'll, of course, that means it'll start showing up in prices later on.
But, which brings us to inflation, right? Is this when you combine wage increases and this new number we've got of where more and more people are raising prices than lowering them, are we starting to see, again, back to small business being the indicator of the future, are we starting to see inflation raising its head?
Yeah, we certainly are. The last couple of months, we've seen the highest percentage of our owners report raising prices that we've seen for years and years and years and years and years. And, of course, the latest numbers on the CPI were not good numbers from an inflation point of view.
Right.
We're starting to see the pressure there. Inflation is coming back.
Well, I had Bill Duncan, I had Bob McTeer on the show. You know Bob, with former Fed president of the Dallas Bank
and member
of the FOMC. I had him on the show, and I was asking him about inflation on Wednesday, and he said that just because the Fed has put all this money in the economy, that doesn't necessarily mean we're going to have inflation. He said because a lot of that money is still tied up in bank reserves. What do you think about that?
Well, that's exactly right. He's right. We haven't really printed money yet because lending hasn't started. So you need people to borrow the money and spend,
right,
and those reserves can increase the money supply. So
but
it's spending that causes prices to go up, and we're still.
But it could still happen. It could still happen.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Especially if that money starts getting released. Hold on to that thought. We're going to be right back and talk some more about some of what he's learned from this small business owners this month. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.